朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
讲到得救的时候
，And today as we mentioned about being saved，
弟兄姊妹，我们必须有一个观念。
We need to have this view。
如果我们人按圣经把我们分成灵魂体的话
，If we as humans are divided into body, soul, and spirit，
那么圣经里面说到人的得救是指这三方面的得救。
Then the healing or the salvation means the complete healing of all three, the whole person, holistic healing.
这个观念，我想以后慢慢，我希望有机会跟大家做一个交代。
And I hope that in the future, days to come, I would have opportunities to share with you on this aspect.
那么，为了把这两件事情分别得很清楚，第九节是讲身体的痊愈，十二节我们就在这里把它特别看成灵魂的得救。
In order to make a very clear distinction, we want to say that in verse 9, the healing there means physical healing. And right here in verse 12, and for today's context, we want to emphasize on the spiritual healing.
但是这两方面有它相关的地方。
But there's a close relation between these two.
那么这个相关的地方在哪里呢？
Where is this close relation?
那么我们要看一节很熟悉，但是也是很重要的圣经，请各位翻到马可福音第二章。
We need to make one reference, and that is in Mark chapter 2, verse 17.
在马可福音第二章十七节，在这里告诉我们一句很重要，我们也是很熟悉的话。
And there's a very important verse, also very familiar to all of us.
二章十七节，马可福音。
Mark 2:17.
耶稣在这里说了一句话，他说：“康健的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。”
Jesus said, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick."
那接下来他说：“我来本不是招义人，乃是招罪人。”
And immediately following, he said, "I have not come to call the righteous, but the sinners."
主耶稣在这里把人身体的健康的需要讲到灵魂的光景。
Here Jesus, by using the physical need, talks about the spiritual need.
所以在使徒行传第四章，彼得也是一样，从这个四十多年生病的瘫子得痊愈，来讲到我们灵魂的需要。
Similarly, here in Acts chapter 4, Peter from the physical need talks about the spiritual need.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做得痊愈？
What does that mean to have a complete healing?
照着马可福音二章十七节，一个有病的人成为康健的人，这个叫做得痊愈。
According to Mark chapter 2 verse 17, when a sick person is healed or becomes healthy, that means being healed.
那什么叫得救的人？
But what does that mean to be a saved man?
就是一个有罪的人变成义人或者变成好人，这个叫做这个得救。
When a sinner is transformed to become a righteous man, that person is saved.
那事实上呢，在使徒行传，这个路加呢曾经提到耶路撒冷教会的光景。
In fact, in Acts, Luke talked about a church, how the Christian church was like during that time.
那么在五旬节过了以后，有许多人成为基督徒。
And after Pentecost, many people became believers.
在使徒行传二章四十七节。那个路加不是说有很多的基督徒成为这个他们教会的会友。
And in Acts chapter 2, Luke did not only say that these people who became believers also were members of the church.
在使徒行传二章四十七节，路加说，得救的人，上帝天天的把他们加给教会。
But Luke mentioned in Acts 2:47, saying that many people, the number of people who became believers, increased daily.
这就是我们想到上个礼拜王牧师在这里跟我们提醒的一句话。
And we also remember what Pastor Wang talked to us last Sunday.
记不记得上个礼拜王牧师告诉我们说耶稣这个名字的意思
？Do we remember what he told us about the meaning of the word Jesus?
耶稣的意思就是他要把他自己的百姓从罪恶里面拯救出来的意思。
And the meaning of the word Jesus means that Jesus saves his people from sin.
弟兄姊妹，讲到传福音。我们一 定没有办法跟罪这个观念把它分开。
Brothers and sisters, as we talk about salvation, we cannot leave out sin.
很多时候我们讲罪人，我们觉得这是一个 taboo， 是能够不谈最好不要谈的事情。
Sometimes we mention about sinners, we think it's a taboo. We think that if we don't have to mention it, we better not mention about it.
但是我们非讲不可。
But we have to talk about sin.
请问，如果一个，我们中间有不少的医生，如果有一个人来看你哈。
Many of us among us are medical doctors, and if someone comes to see a doctor,
那么你经过化验，你经过了一些这个诊断以后，你发现他有病。
After some testing or laboratory results come out, you diagnose this person with a specific disease state.
但是你说不好意思讲说他病生病，好像很不礼貌。
But if you think to yourself, oh, it's too embarrassing to tell this patient that he has something wrong.
对亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们没有别的方法来取代说病这个字，对不对？
But there's no other word that we can substitute for the word being sick.
很多时候讲到罪人也是一样。
And a lot of times when we talk about sinners, it's also the same thing.
不过呢，在我过去传福音的经验里面。
But according to my own personal experience in personal evangelism,
我发现一件事情。
I noticed one thing.
不让人先知道什么是罪，然后就称他为罪人，我觉得这是一个很不公平的事情。
If we don't tell a person about sin or what sin is, and tell him or her that they are a sinner, it's a wrong thing to do.
我们一来就说你是罪人，你要信耶稣。
When we come to them, we say, "Oh, you're a sinner. You need to believe in Jesus."
当然，这些人就有许多的排斥和抗拒。
Then of course, these people would reject you. They want to rebel against you.
我觉得我们欠他们一个很详细的解释，到底什么叫做罪，特别是圣经里面怎么看罪。
But actually, we owe them an explanation of what sin is, in order for them to know that they're a sinner.
我发现今天有许多基督徒做了多年，有许许多多基本的观念，我们没有办法下定义。
And I noticed that many Christians cannot or do not know what to define a lot of Christian terms.
前不久我在比利亚传奇问他们一个问题。
Not long ago, I asked the Bereans one question.
我说你们做基督徒做了那么久，你们知不知道什么的这个阿门是什么意思吗？
And I asked them this question, do you know the meaning or the definition of amen?
我做基督徒一开始人家就教我祷告完就要说阿门，所以从那个时候就知道阿门，但是你如果问我下定义，我实在不知道。
And some people told me, oh, that ever since I became a Christian, someone taught me to say amen, and I've been saying amen after a prayer.
以前有人告诉我说阿门很简单，就是祷告完了那个点就叫阿门。
And many times ago, one person told me that, oh, it's very simple. Amen is something that you say with the dot or period to make a statement end.
弟兄姊妹，这个罪的定义到底是什么？
But brothers and sisters, what is the definition of sin?
如果我们能够把罪的定义弄清楚，
if we clearly know how to define sin,
我们的得救就更清楚，
then we would know what it means to be saved.
几个月以前，我曾经在这边讲。
Many months ago, I've talked here.
我提到唐崇荣牧师说的一句话。
About what Pastor Tong mentioned.
他说今天在教会里面你看那么多人坐在这里。
And he said that today you see so many people sitting in church.
他说真正将来有把握上天堂得救的人对他来讲是非常小的一个比例。
And he said that to him, those people who will eventually go to heaven or be saved would be only a very small percentage.
我那天讲完道以后在那个礼拜有人就打电话给我。
And after that Sunday sermon,Some people called me up during the week.
他们说李牧师，你讲了事实，但是你这样讲不公平。你要告诉我们，到底怎么样才能够得救呢？
And they say, well, Pastor Lee, it's not fair for you to give us the statistics or this possibility, but you need to let us know how we can be saved.
你不能只是在台上说，这个下面的人有百分之多少多少将来有把握上天堂而已。
You cannot just leave us with that statement of saying how many percent of people will go to heaven only.
今天早上我想跟大家很严肃的好好的思想什么叫做罪。
And this morning I want to meditate and share with us what sin means.
在圣经里面讲到罪是一个很特别的一个专有名词。
The Bible mentions about sin and this is a very special term.
因为这个罪这个字呢是一个跟当时的人的射箭的运动有关联。
Because this word sin has to do with archery art.
有一个靶放在前面。
It is as if there's a target board.
什么叫做罪呢？
What does it mean?
就是射箭的人把箭射到那个靶上去。
And that is the archer would shoot the arrow to the target.
那个箭没有中到靶心，就是射不中地。 这个叫做罪。
And when the arrow missed the mark on the target, that means sin.
那么这句话的意思是什么？
But what does that, what does this mean?
一个射箭的人箭射到一个方向而中不到靶，那跑哪里去了呢？
A person who shoots the arrow and does not miss the mark, but where does this arrow end up to be?
有两个现象。
There are only two possibilities.
一个现象就是那个箭用力太大，然后你射过了头了。
One possibility is that this person, has a very strong arm strength and the arrow just flashing past the target board.
那么另外一个可能就是他力道不足，射不到那个箭，然后再半一半呢，这箭就掉到地上。
And another possibility is that this person does not have enough arm strength so that the arrow before it hits the board actually falls on the ground.
其实这就是中国人，我知道下面一句话但很难翻译，就是中国人所说的有过之而无不及的这样的一个观念。
And this is, can be parallel to a Chinese saying, that means simmer, like overpassing and not reaching.
那么换句话说，他的过之而不及呢，就把这个射不中地的两方面的含义告诉我们。
And this Chinese saying is very appropriate as we explain the term sin.
为什么我说是两方面？因为我们一般对罪的观念只有一方面。
Why do I say two aspects? Because usually when we think of sin, we only think of one aspect.
因为圣经里面把罪是从两方面来看。
Because the Bible talks about both aspects.
我们从一方面我们承认我们是罪人，但是我们又从另外一个角度来看，我们在神的眼光中也是个罪人。
From one aspect, we see that we are a sinner, but actually from another aspect, we also can see that we are a sinner.
换句话说，我们只知道过是罪，我们不知道不及也是罪。
In other words, we only see overpassing being sin, but not reaching, not being sin.
我想举一个例子。
I want to take an example.
打老婆是不是罪？打爱人是不是罪？
Is it a sin to beat your wife?
我们说是。
And we will say yes.
那么你不爱你的妻子是不是罪？
If you do not love your wife enough, is that a sin?
那么在我们的观念里面，我们知道打老婆是罪，是不应该的。
And in our mind, we clearly know that if you beat your wife, that's a sin.
因为你打老婆很可能会被抓到关里去。
Because if you abuse your wife, if you beat your wife up, then you will be imprisoned.
今天警察不能跑到你家里面来说，哎，我查到你不爱你太太，所以我把你关起来，没有这种事情。
Well, usually the policemen do not just come to your house and say, well, if you don't beat your wife, you sin, and therefore I want to capture you and imprison you.
你说李牧师这个例子，不太恰当吧？
You might say, Pastor Lee, this might not be a very appropriate example.
好，我换一个例子。
Okay, let me change another example.
请问弑父是不是罪？杀父亲是不是罪？
I want to ask, is it a sin to kill your father?
我相信古今中外，我们都承认杀父亲是一个大不孝，当然是罪。
And I believe that throughout all generations, all mankind, believe that it's a sin to kill your father.
但是弟兄姊妹请注意。
But let us take note.
在十诫的里面。
That in the Ten Commandments.
神不是说杀父不可杀父亲。
God did not say, do not kill your father.
十诫乃是说要孝敬父母。
The Ten Commandments says to honor your parents, your father.
十诫分成两部分。
The Ten Commandments can be divided into two portions.
前面四诫是讲到人跟神的关系。
The first four talking about man's relation with God.
后面六诫是讲到人跟人的关系。
And the last six verses talk about the relationship between man and man.
在人跟人的关系的六诫里面，第一个诫命就是讲到人对父母亲的孝顺。
And the latter six.The first of the six talks about the relationship of men and their parents.
所以不要说杀父母亲犯了十诫，当你不孝敬父母的时候，弟兄姊妹，很清楚的，圣经告诉我们说，你已经犯了十诫。
And clearly, the Bible teaches us that it's not just killing the father being a sin, but that not honoring your parents or your father would also be considered as a sin.
弟兄姊妹，现在我盼望大家能够了解一件事情：我们不是过了叫做罪而已，我们不及也是罪。
And I want us to realize one thing, and that is, it's not enough to think of sin in terms of overpassing or sinning with an action, but without an action, not being adequate, that's also a sin.
我们今天对罪的观念太受地上法律的观念所局限。
Our view about sin is so restricted, within the realm of the legal system in our day.
当我在准备这一个主题，这一个题目的时候
，And as I was preparing for this sermon,
我就想到罗马书七章十八节保罗的那一个心里面深处的呼吁。
And I thought of Paul's statement made in Romans chapter 7, verse 18.
那句话我想我们都很熟。
And I think we know that verse very well as well.
但是跟刚才过和不及我们做一个比较。
But let us make a comparison of this verse as well as the overpassing and not adequate.
我们注意一下保罗怎么说。
And let us see what Paul says here.
他说我立志行善由得我 行出来由不得我。
Paul says that, for I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out.
为什么他说 I have a desire of doing good, 而不是说我立志不作恶由得我？为什么他要讲行善呢？
Why does he say that he has a desire to do good and not to say that he has a desire not to do bad?
因为作恶是过。
Because doing evil things is overpassing.
不行善是不及。
And not doing good is not reaching or not enough.
所以当我们把这个中国人的过和不及的观念来想罪的时候，我们比较容易看见圣经讲的完整的罪恶的观念。
And therefore, if we were to apply the Chinese saying and the view about sin, we can understand sin better.
所以弟兄姊妹，圣经里面很清楚地告诉我们，作恶是罪，不行善也是罪。
And the Bible clearly teaches us that doing evil things is a sin, and not doing good is also a sin.
所以我们现在能够了解圣经上告诉我们说世人都犯了罪的这句话的意义。
Therefore, now we understand what it says when the Bible says that all men have sinned.
如果我们今天不去对付解决罪的问题，我们就不是一个得救的人。
And if we do not solve this problem, we are not saved.
那么在得救的事上，让我们学习怎么样来明白圣经，圣经给我们的教导。
Let us make a point to understand the Bible teaching on the definition or on the methods of salvation as well.
所以我说彼得在这里做了一个很伟大的宣告。
And therefore I say that Peter here has made a very great declaration.
这个世界是一个有病态、有需要、有问题的一个世界。
This world is a sick world, is a problematic world, is a world that needs salvation.
所有在这个世界里面的人需要神给我们的拯救。
And everyone who lives in this world needs a salvation from God.
感谢主，接下来彼得做了第二个宣告。
And we praise God that Peter here makes the second declaration.
我们今天没有时间讲，不过我很简单的提一个开头。
We do not have time to explain this today, but I would just briefly mention the beginning of it.
但是盼望今天早上我们能够真正接受一个事实，我们没有一个人是例外，我们需要神的拯救。
And I hope that all of us would accept the fact, and that is that every one of us is a sinner and that we need salvation from God.
在台湾，在50年代的末期的时候，我在台湾念大学。
In the end of 1950s in Taiwan, I was still a college student.
那么，那个时候我非常着迷这个存在主义。
At that time, I was very attracted to existentialism.
那么 existentialism 呢？当时对我这个吸引的地方的原因是什么
？And the reason why I was attracted to existentialism was
因为我看这些存在主义的书看得很过瘾。
That I read a lot of books about it.
因为我发现这个 existentialism 的东西呢，它说出了许多我不敢说的话。
And I found that existentialism can enable me to or express a lot of feelings that I was afraid to express.
你知道你看到一篇文章，把你心里面感怒而不敢言的话讲出来，你一定觉得很过瘾。
And I think that some of you might feel the same way as well, that as you read an article that expresses some of your heartfelt feelings that you don't normally express, you feel great.
Oh, 我觉得他不只是说出我不敢说的话，他也说出我说不出来的话。
Not only so, I think that existentialism also enables me to express the words that I did not dare to say.
我们有没有这样的经验？
I don't know if we have this experience.
我们看见这里有问题。
We see a problem right here.
但是我们就说不出那个问题是在哪里。
But we do not know how to identify that problem.
就旁边一个人一针见血说出来，说，哎呀，就是这样。哎呀，我今天好开心。存在主义对我就是这样。
And then if a person, who walks by or who is right beside you and points out a problem, you'll feel great. And that's how I felt about existentialism as well.
所以看卡缪的书，看沙特的书，看卡夫卡的书，哎呀，看了心里面觉得人心大快。
And I read many, many books on existentialism, and I felt very glad.
但是后来慢慢慢慢，我就开始有一点失望。
But gradually, I became very disappointed.
我发现一件事情。
And I found one thing.
存在主义把当时代的问题把它点出来。
That existentialism can point out a problem or can identify the problem at that time.
但是却没有办法给答案。
But cannot give up a solution or an answer.
我觉得存在主义是一个很好的诊断病的医生。
I feel that existentialism might be a very good doctor, medical doctor, making diagnosis.
但是他却不是一个很会开药的医生。
However, unfortunately, it cannot come up with a suggestive remedy to treat the patient.
彼得在使徒行传四章十二节不是这样。
But Peter, in Acts chapter 4, verse 12, is not like this.
他找到了问题，他也给答案。
He identified a problem. He also found an answer to the problem.
耶稣不只是教主，耶稣更是救主。
Jesus was not only a head of a religion, he was also a solution to the problem.
他是个 savior, 他是个救主。
Savior to the solution of the problem.
我们今天只有接受耶稣基督，我们可以成为一个得救的人。
And today, only when we believe in Jesus, by Jesus, can we become saved.
这两句话不只是单单想到我们要向外面的人传福音。
This phrase does not only merely remind us the fact that we need to spread the gospel outside of the church.
我盼望今天我们在座每一个人有把握知道我是清楚蒙恩。
But I hope that each and every one of us here this morning would have the assurance of salvation.
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将“活在耶稣里”事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。